A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Kirisos Chav Ches, Kirisos 28a, the final daf of Kirisos. Pagination is 55. We start at the bottom of the page, Masnisin, the beginning of a line about 8 lines up. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, Kivosim kodmim esoizim b'chol makom. In general, you'll find in the pasuk that the word lamb comes before the word goat when it's describing which carbon you should bring. Yachal mipnei shehin muvcharim mehem. You would think because they have priority, and if you have a choice, you should bring a lamb and not a goat. Talmud lomar. The pasuk says v'im keves yavi karbano lechatos melamet shishneim shkulim. In a specific case, the Torah lists goat first and then does lamb as an addendum. And therefore you realize that really they are equal. Similarly, Torim, Kodmin, Livne Yona. The turtle dove is listed generally first before the young pigeon to bring a karban. B'chol makom yachom apnei sheim uvcharim, I would think because that's preferred. Talmud Lomar, so the Pasuk specifically says, B'nei Yona otar lechatos, listing the young pigeon before the turtle dove on a specific occasion, melamed sheshneim shkulim, to teach you that they are equal. Let's turn the page, and on the fourth line, where the Gemara is describing certain cries that were heard in the Azara, or some say that should have been heard in the Azara. These are declarations of a definitive nature, very significant declarations that the Gemara regards as so important that they're worthy of being a baskal, or were a baskal, a voice from heaven making this declaration. Tzivacha Revius, the fourth of the cries described here, and good or bad, this one is going to be a bad one. Pischu Sha'arim, open the gates, Fiotziu, and get rid of Yisachar Ish Kefar Bar Koi, this Yisachar Kohen Gadol, Shemechabed Atzmo, that he honors himself, Amavaze Kodshe Shemayim, and he's disgraceful to the Kodshim, to what's being done in the Beis HaMikdash. Mayava Ovid, what was he doing? Havakaruch Shiroi, he wrapped his hands in something, Al Yedei, a cover, a glove-like silk over his hands. Vava Ovid Avoda, and that's how he did the Avoda, so that he wouldn't get his hands sullied. We indeed have such a concept of caution as a result of this and similar Gemaras, when you're doing a mitzvah, the discussion of whether you're allowed to have a glove on. Question of chatzitza, if it's for lokach biyado, you're taking it in your hand. And the question of honor, is it dignified? Or is that an act of disgrace where you're distancing yourself from the mitzvah? The shaila could be asked in a simple case, such as taking the arba minim on sukkis. Many people do it in the sukkah. It could be a cold day. Person wants to wear gloves. Are you allowed to do that as you take the lulav esrig set? In any case, this was his behavior in the Beis HaMikdash doing avoda, which is a violation. And the Gemara says, "My silikale." What happened to him? What was his end? So again, the Gemara started off that this is a tzivacha. This is a cry that was heard, or worthy of being heard, that heaven should get rid of him. And the Gemara asks, "My silikale, what was indeed his end?" The word salika is a fascinating one to be used on the final daf of the Masechta, because we use that word for example, in the bold words right after the Gemara over here, towards the top of the page, the middle of the line, Usalikale Meseches Krisis. It's the end of the Mesechta. My Salikale. What was his end? And here's the story. Yanai Malka Umalkisa, Yanai, the king with his queen, have a Yosfin. They were sitting. They were talking. Malka Amagad Yoyoi, the king said, goats are better. Umalkisa Amra Imra Yoi, and the queen said, sheep are better. Amru, they said, let's settle this. A dangerous notion between king and queen, or any husband and wife. But they want to settle it. Nishayle li Yisachar ish kefar bar koi. Let's call in Yisachar. The Kohen Gadol hu. He's a Kohen Gadol. V'kimle. He knows which one is better. He's an expert with animals. Amale. So Yisachar the Kohen Gadol responded, Igad yoyoi yesek litmida. If indeed goats were better, they would be used by the Karban Tamid on a daily basis. So he ruled against the king. Now that doesn't seem to be the ultimate problem. It seems that the king would have swallowed that. Pa'ade de Omar, but as he was talking, Achvi bide. He motioned with his hand, with arrogance, possibly to express, oh, that's easy, I know the answer to that. Omalahon Malka, so the king said, Hawil va'achvi bidei, since he motioned with his hand in a disgraceful manner to the king. Kutsu li yidei diamina, cut off his right hand. And this was an age where such things were done. Yoiv shochda, he gave a bribe to the person who was supposed to execute this punishment. Katsu li yidei smala. So they cut off his left hand, which meant a lot to him. He would still have his right hand. Shama Malka, the king heard, Omar, Liketsinami liyade diamina, cut off his right hand too. And he ended up with both hands being amputated. Clearly, the Gemara is regarding this as the punishment. Omar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said, "Berich Rechmana deshakli lisachish kfar barkoi lemitrifase." Blessed is Hashem, the merciful one, who did payback on this Yisachar. As significant as this punishment is, but the usage of Rav Yosef's words is "Berich Rechmana, the merciful one." And indeed, the Shita Mekubetzes in Vav writes, "Lemitrefose mine behai alma," that he did payback in this world, inferring that this Yisachar Kohen Gadol would get a share in the world to come. This is not the end all of his merit. He's getting paid back in this world, and the result is that his sin is atoned. Now, it is interesting that the way it's orchestrated, based on his bribe, etc., he ends up losing both hands, even though the avoda is primarily done with the right hand, but apparently in heaven, his behavior was regarded as a violation on both hands, and that's how he was punished. The clincher here is Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, if only Yisachar the Kohen Gadol would have remembered the Mishnah, Ditnan, Kivasim Kodmim Le'izim, sheep are mentioned before goats, Bechol Makom everywhere, Yachom Epnei Shem of Charim, and you would think because they're better, Tamid Lomar V'im Keves, that the goats are mentioned first, and the sheep only as an addendum, Malamet Sheshneim Shkulim Ke'echos, to tell you that they're equal. Why is that so significant? Because if this Yisachar would have remembered that Mishnah, he would have responded to the king and queen, that there's no reason to settle it. The Torah regards them as equally good, and you're both right. That would have been a phenomenal way to diplomatically extricate himself from being the arbiter between king and queen. But he didn't go that route. Instead, he went with his own, perhaps, arrogance. And the result was that he got severely punished. We have, for example, in Megillas Esther, that King Ahasuerus asks the Yodei Ha'itim what to do with Vashti because she didn't come. And the Yodei Ha'itim, the wise men of the Jews, bow out. They say, since the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we don't rule on such things. And he had to go elsewhere, to Haman, to find out, to kill his queen. V'lo havetani le, had he known this Mishnah that we talked about, he would have been able to make peace and bow out diplomatically. Indeed, it's a little bit enigmatic if you don't appreciate the background, but the final statement of the Gemara in this Masechta, as in three others, but over here, why is it here? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, the famous quote, Tamidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam, Tamidei Chachamim increase shalom, peace in the world. Shenemar V'cho Banaich L'mudei Hashem, all of your children shall be knowledgeable in Hashem's word. V'rav Shalom Banaich, and your builders are full of peace. Altikra Banaich ala Bonaich, the builders, the Tamidei Chachamim, they're full of peace. Why is this here? It's already part of Shas in other Masechtas, such as Brachas. It seems to be here because this is what should have gone through Yisachar Kohen Gadol's mind when he was posed this question, that there's a solution here. There's got to be a solution, that I don't have to take sides between the king and the queen. And the solution was this Mishnah, which says that in the Torah perspective, there is no priority between the Gedi, the goat, and the Imra, the lamb. Hadun Aloch Mesechas Krisus, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.